It is time to get into the day's top business news right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. We are now taking a look at TransUnion's third quarter consumer credit index. According to those figures, CCI declined 53.9 points from 54.1 points. The 50-point mark is the break-even level of improvement and deterioration in the index that measures consumer credit health. TransUnion CEO Lee Naik joins us on the line for this conversation. Welcome.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Lee, what does this data indicate?
Well, this data tracks the effective health of consumers' credit. And in effect, it explains to us consumers' ability to meet their credit obligations.
What then does this particular data paint in terms of a picture where South African consumers are concerned?
Well, from a consumer perspective, we've been tracking this index since around 2007. And like you mentioned in your introduction, any number above 50 tells us that the consumer credit health is actually in a good or healthy state. And ultimately, their ability to service it is quite good. And I guess the question one needs to ask is this a recent trend or has this been happening for quite a while? We saw throughout the 2016 year an improvement in the index, and in 2017 we breached this 50 mark, and it's a combination of many things.
Yeah.
On one regard, the National Credit Act, which is regulated by the National Credit Regulator, tells the lenders, the banks, and those that extend credit to us, the kind of conditions that need to be in place for credit to be extended. So as an end consumer, as a citizen, it's been quite tough to access credit like it has historically been. So in one regard, accessing credit's been difficult. And secondly, as a consequence of that, when it's hard to come across access to credit, consumers have started to become more aware of the debt that they have, and they started to deleverage by asking themselves, what could they pay off? Can they actually wait for a later time as opposed to taking on new credit facilities? So it's a combination of, I would say, in one regard, the tighter regulation that's been in place for quite a while, the deleveraging, but also the concern that people have about a volatile economy that we are in currently, Jimmy.
That said, was this data expected, particularly given the current economic climate in South Africa?
Well, I think we've seen that in the last few months, we've seen an improvement and quite a good tightening. I think in some regard, the fact that the index is positive and has been for the last few quarters indicates to us that the economy hasn't collapsed because of our consumers' ability to contribute towards the retail and the vehicle sector in some regard. So it has been expected in that we look at this always retrospectively at the last quarter. The volatility we still see now may further, you know, create a negative impact going to the index in subsequent quarters, Jimmy.
Is this trend expected to continue going forward then, seeing as regulation has now been in place and the current economic climate doesn't look like it's going to change much, particularly for the consumer?
I think what the expectation of a further interest rate alleviation, you saw the 0.25% improvement in the lending rate, that may now have been fallen back or taken back by some regard due to the recent volatility and the fact that in the medium term, the budget announcement, the talk of the deficit from a tax collection perspective may actually hold back any further improvement in the interest rate. So what may happen, we may see, is that the index may slightly decrease in the next quarter due to the fact that even though certain factors like food price inflation is actually improving, the fact is that our disposable income is under pressure, and unless there's further improvement in the interest rate, it may not allow further significant improvement in the index.
Now, is the index where ideally South Africa should be? If not, where exactly would the index be to show some sort of health for the consumer?
I think where we are right now is actually in a very good position. I think the fact that we're above 50 tells us we're in the right space. You know, the index was probably at its highest point around 2010 when we had a 62.8 score. But, you know, it's been quite a tough time for us as a country since then. The fact that we are in the 50 territory as TransUnion, we're quite happy with it. And I think it can quite good correlate with the current state of the economy. The fact that spending is happening, the retail sector is actually seeing some benefits from that, actually props up the economy. So where we are can always be improved. It is important to note, to me, that you know the state of indebtedness of us as a country is still quite high.
Yes.
So we estimate the percentage of the national household bank debt as a percentage of disposable income. That number is still 72.4%, meaning we are still quite highly indebted to the banks that we borrow money from. And that has to be improved. And as a consumer, I guess, each of us as individuals needs to understand, especially going to the Christmas peak season, when you do come across some extra cash, you get a 13 check, maybe reward yourself by paying off some of your debt and then looking to spend on a luxury purchase. That's my advice I'd give going into the December seasons, right?
Great advice. Thank you so much for your contribution. TransUnion CEO Lee Naik talking us through the company's third quarter consumer credit index as we go through the day's top business news here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.